Jesus said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Jesus is Lord. Jesus suffered and died on a cross for our salvation. Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day. Jesus is the way to heaven. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the truth. After ascending into heaven, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Jesus said, "The Spirit will guide you into all truth." The Holy Spirit is our spiritual tour guide into truth. As human beings, we tinker a lot with the truth. We have an opinion, and we call it the truth. We make a guess, and we call it the truth. We gossip, and we call it the truth. We fabricate falsehoods, and we call them the truth. We read anything on the internet, and we call it the truth. We shout something loudly, and just because of the volume and the strength that we say it, we call it the truth. We judge others, and we call it the truth. In all these cases and more, we fall short of the truth because we don't let the Holy Spirit be our guide. I love the most common symbol for the Holy Spirit, the dove. The dove represents peace and gentleness. We sing it in a hymn, "Spirit of gentleness, Spirit of truth." Truth comes in many forms, not just in words and in language. Truth is spoken and heard in body language and in tone of voice. Truth is found in poetry, music, and art. Truth is found in stories, both fiction and nonfiction. Truth is found in mythology and in theater. Truth is found in science. Truth is found in other faiths. The truth isn't limited to people of this faith or any faith. Truth doesn't depend on a person's age or social status or how much education they have or how much money they have. Truth depends on the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Disciples of Jesus, that's us, let the Holy Spirit be our tour guide through life into truth.
When I was about 7 or 8 years old, I was watching Saturday morning cartoons, and I saw a commercial for a variety pack of small boxes of cereal. This variety pack was wrapped in cellophane. I can still remember the announcer removing that cellophane wrapping, taking it into his hands, rubbing his hands together for a few seconds, and then saying, "This is what happens with this package." He opened his hands, and the cellophane was gone. I needed to have that variety pack of cereal so that I could do that. So I went to my mother, and I told her just that. I need that cereal. Well, Mother tried to explain to me that it wouldn't work, that this was just a TV trick. Now, I was 7 or 8 years old, and I know what I saw. I saw that cellophane disappear, and I had to do it myself. I needed that cereal, and I would prove to my mother that she was wrong. And so I was relentless. I begged and begged and begged. And Mom finally gave in. So one morning, she handed me this variety pack of cereal for breakfast. I was thrilled. She sat down across the table from me to watch me take the cellophane off, rub it into my hands, and make it disappear. Now, I don't have to tell you, it didn't work. I was disillusioned. I felt lied to. Truth in advertising wasn't happening that day. Now, my mother never lectured me. She never said, "I told you so." She knew that I learned that day that the truth doesn't happen just because someone said it or even supposedly demonstrated it. I had learned something about truth that day. Now, in a way, John the storyteller is all about wanting to tell the truth. That's a basic major theme for him. John tells us this in chapter 1 of his gospel account. In chapter 1, verse 14, he says that Jesus was full of grace and truth. From the beginning, John says that. And John gives us the words that Jesus gave to his disciples. "You will know the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus and John were not talking about truth in advertising. They weren't talking about cereal boxes. But just as my mother taught me something about the truth and pointed me to the truth, John, the storyteller, is pointing us to what is really, really true. What it boils down to is this: truth is not some philosophical or social concept. John wants us to know that truth is a person. Jesus is truth in the flesh. Jesus is more than a teacher of the truth. He is the truth of God's grace, the truth of God's forgiveness, the truth of God's salvation. Jesus is the truth of eternal life. John records for us the words of Jesus, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is saying, "I am the truth." God in the flesh, God among us. And there is no greater truth than Jesus. Jesus knew he wasn't going to walk on the earth forever. He knew that we would need a tour guide through life to navigate life and our faith. our relationship with God and with each other. The Holy Spirit would be that guide. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus promises, will be with us always. Always leading us to the truth. Always leading us to Jesus. We can be deceived by way more than a television commercial. We can be deceived by sin, greed, self-centeredness, closed-mindedness, and a variety pack of worldly distractions. Jesus knew that we cannot arrive to the truth on our own. He knew that we cannot overcome sin, greed, self-centeredness, closed-mindedness, worldly distractions on our own. We need help. We need direction. We need guidance. And know this, we need each other. We need the church. And the Holy Spirit is the tour guide of the church. Some of you know that I have problems with my eyes. A couple of years ago, I developed a new problem in my left eye, a distortion. The best way for me to describe it is that if I look at a person only through my left eye, it's as if I'm looking at you in a funhouse mirror. But when I look through both eyes, everything is normal. That's because the brain is compensating. The scientific term for this is synaptic neuroplasticity. My left eye can't see clearly on its own, though it's improved over the last couple years. But with the help of my right eye, I can see clearly. Our souls need synaptic neuroplasticity. Our souls can't compensate by themselves. Our souls need God's Holy Spirit. Jesus knew that and sends us the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you won't be surprised that as I was preparing this part of the sermon, I went deep into the science of my eye problem. I found one scientist who described this compensation that the brain does as a delicate dance of sensory recalibration. I love that phrase, a delicate dance of sensory recalibration. I love that term because of the hymn for today for the Trinity is "Come Join the Dance of Trinity." It's a delicate holy dance that we celebrate today. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we are invited into that dance. Now, I started out my sermon by swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. As disciples, we need to commit ourselves, all of us, to telling the truth. But first, we need to commit ourselves to hearing the truth from the Holy Spirit. As disciples, we need to let the Holy Spirit be our spiritual tour guide to recalibrate our souls, to compensate spiritually, to be connected as the church to one another, and most certainly to be connected to God. Because the Holy Spirit will lead us to the truth, into the truth, to Jesus. So once we hear the truth, then we can tell the truth. And more importantly, we can live the truth. Repeat after me, please, with your voices and with your hearts. I swear to live the truth.
I swear
the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. So help me, God. So help me, God.